President Bush's energy plan cites congestion on the electricity grid as hurting competition and slowing the delivery of cheaper power to consumers. The Secretary of Energy is evaluating the possibilities of a national grid. Despite favoring deregulation, the president believes federal regulators should have a bigger role in managing the flow of electricity. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Making the grid run better with the guiding hand of Washington is a far cry from letting the market solve the problem, a more familiar administration position. But proponents of a bigger federal role say for deregulated electricity markets to really work, tighter regulation is actually what's needed now. Pat Wood is one of President Bush's new appointees to FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
You need to have a responsible adult, and that's the role that I think the federal government can play. That Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, those people may not agree on how to deal with something, but there's somebody above them who is in charge that would make that happen.
Right now, scores of different entities are responsible for electricity transmission: private and municipal utilities, rural cooperatives, and federal agencies like the Tennessee Valley Authority all own transmission lines. But a relatively new player on the scene is putting major strains on the nation's wires. Companies that make money buying and selling power all over sprang up after wholesale electricity deregulation. Mark Palmer is a vice president of Enron, one of the country's biggest such companies, and one with close White House ties. Palmer says sales sometimes get blocked by local utilities, hurting customer choice. And Enron needs FERC to play policeman.
You have FERC declare very forcefully that access to the nation's transmission system should be open on a non-discriminatory basis. And once you do that, I think you start to see where the true bottlenecks are in the system and where investments need to be made in the system.
For power traders like Enron, open, equal access to those lines is vital for business. In particular, Enron wants FERC to overturn an exemption to open lines that lets utilities refuse to carry other companies' transactions if their wires are needed to meet their own customers' demands. Plenty of independent generators who also don't own lines agree. Many generators who have transmission lines see it differently.
One person's congestion is another person's reliability.
Jim Harding is director of external affairs for Seattle City Light, a municipal utility. He is wary about national rules that would treat all electricity transmissions the same.
It means that retail customers have to fight and potentially pay a premium for the access that they've traditionally had to their utilities' wires. They're competing with power marketers and other people on that grid.
The White House is not contemplating the government seizing transmission lines, but the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is pushing line owners to join regional management organizations and hand over control of electricity lines. Those organizations could be private companies, but would be overseen by FERC. David Owens is executive vice president with the Edison Electric Institute, the trade association for investor-owned utilities.
A regional transmission organization necessarily suggests that someone else will operate your grid. You will own the wires, potentially. Someone else may operate the grid. In order to further demonstrate that there's non-discriminatory open access.
Owens says separating the business of power generation from the business of transmission is the only way to keep generators from manipulating use of their lines to their advantage. He says it's vital for real competition. But the regional transmission organizations, or RTOs, would themselves be monopolies. That's because no one thinks it makes sense to build duplicate sets of high-voltage wires, including Glenn English of the Rural Electric Cooperative Association. But English also worries the RTOs will get too much control.
We want to make sure, not just for our consumers, but for all consumers, that we don't end up with some guy with a mask on and a monopoly who's able to hold people up and charge some exorbitant amount for the use of that transmission system.
Any changes to the nation's transmission system could also affect decisions on whether to build new power generation. Some say improved transmission efficiency could cut back on the number of big power plants needed, since electricity sellers could better match supply to demand. Others say too much focus on improving transmission could lead to building more lines before considering alternatives, like small on-site power plants and conservation. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.